to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday. It's a Bob Chapman day. Every Tuesday, we have Mr. Chapman with us. The International Forecaster is his newsletter, read by over 100,000 people worldwide. Yeah, with an accuracy rating of about 95-96%. Not bad. Clinton in Wisconsin, do you have any follow-up here?
No, I wanted to listen to Bob's response, and I appreciate his insight, but I think that this may be an opportunity, if you want to think it over, how many tens of thousands of Americans have been displaced from work. I don't possibly see how they can open up the licensing markets to foreign interests without also allowing other Americans to have employment, too.
All right.
I'm just not seeing it right now. I think it might be something good for some people like myself.
All right.
If you have more additional comment, I'll hang up. Thank you both, and listen very intently.
Thank you, Clinton.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Bob, anything to what the gentleman is saying?
Well, he's right. The problem is that the federal government will assert that they have jurisdiction, like they have so many times. Whether that'll hold up or not, I don't know. But what they are doing behind the scenes in order to merge the United States, Canada, and Mexico is harmonizing everything. And that's everything on how chickens are allowed to lay eggs, all the way up to briefs that are done in behalf of attorneys. And they're trying to make everybody's regulations the same. And so if at a national level the federal government decides that all architects have to take a test everywhere, similar to the American test, or the tests in America and the different states, then people throughout the world would have to take those tests in order to practice in the United States. And that's how they would do it. And I'm sure there'd be competition. How much, I really can't say. But that's the way I think that it would roll out, so to speak, in an attempt to do that at those professional levels. But believe me, they'll find ways to do it.
I mean,
they want to destroy America. And Americans are finally getting the message. As I said, you've got to put up the exact opposite of what they're doing, tariffs on goods and on services. And the services are very, very important.
All
and
right.
If you don't do that, we are lost.
Jake in Louisiana. Go ahead, Jake.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Mr. Stadmiller, I think you're the most important man in the world. I listen to you day and night.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know if that's true because I'm certainly not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I do have instincts and I trust them.
And you're good at it. Mr. Chapman, it's an honor and a privilege to speak with you. I'm looking at this situation. It appears to me that the economy of the United States is, or the base of that economy seems to be primarily the creation of capital that's created out of nothing. At the rate of inflation probably accelerating even as we're speaking, do you think that at some point in time that China will no longer want to deal with the United States at all and will just totally get rid of the dollar and forget about us? Thank you, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Jake. Appreciate your call.
Well, that's a possibility. It all depends on the circumstances, and I don't mean to be evasive, but, you know, going that far out is very difficult. But based upon what they're doing right now, and some of the investments they've made, companies like Blackstone, they want in on the action. They want to become Illuminous. They want to become part of the crowd that runs everything.
Hold that thought. Thanks for your call.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Markets were all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. I will get you the closing quotes here. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 13,041.85, down 280.28. NASDAQ off 60, down to 2,500. New York Stock Exchange closed at 92.89.49 at 239.44. TSX down 222.56. And, of course, as follows, like any other commodity out there, folks, the prices dropped. Bob Chapman. Interesting times out there. I was looking at the long-term gold charts, and I saw that spike back in 79. Actually, it started its upward trend in 77, going into 78. Peaked out, 1978, 1979, peaked out about 80, 81. Gold was starting to push that ceiling past 700. Silver was at 50. And the chart, I went far enough back, Bob, that I was looking at gold that was selling for $35 an ounce for almost eons. But they're out there still suppressing the markets. That may be bad for people that are having to cash in right now, depending on when you bought it. But here's the good news. It is definitely going to go through the roof. And it is time, way past time, if you haven't done it, to get and liquidate whatever assets that you've got, get rid of that liquidity and put it into something solid. Good afternoon, Mr. Chapman.
Well, good afternoon, John.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Just terrific. And I want to give you and the listeners a comparison. And you can write this down. How much did you say the S&P was up?
I didn't say that it was up. I said
down, excuse me.
The Dow Jones down 280, NYSE was down 239, TSX 222, and NASDAQ off 60.
The way that you the way that you can compare the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ 100 with the Dow is you do the following. You multiply the S&P by 9, and you then multiply the NASDAQ by 6. So the exact numbers today are, for the Dow, minus 280. And in Dow equivalent points, S&P was down 308. And in Dow equivalent points, NASDAQ was down 379 points. That gives you a better feeling for the market, and it tells you what the compensating values are. And so it's a formula that I put together, and it changes from time to time because of the configuration of the inner numbers, but that's what they are right now. And I even have one for the FTSE, which is the Financial Times Index in London, which most of you don't look at. The day was reflecting a feeling of a loss of confidence. The news that came out all day was not very good. Larry Summers said, well, we're going to have a recession. Larry Summers is the former president of Harvard, former Treasury Secretary. He was the one that said, no, Iraq's not going to cost $50 billion, it costs $200 billion. And I wrote an article, and I said, let's try $1.2 trillion. And this is how long they're going to be there, and this is what they're going to do. And I was close. Larry got fired because he said $200 billion. So he went off to Harvard, and he insulted everybody there, so they fired him. But Larry Summers is a brilliant man. And he was the one who put together the figures on how to box gold in, and he was the originator of that, and it's worked quite well for them. The only problem is that they're running out of gold, and that had to happen inevitably. But what Larry Summers said yesterday was that we're heading into recession. Well, I get news for Larry. We've been in a recession for a year and a half. I'm glad he's finally realizing it, and he'll think that he's one of the first people when he's certainly not. And that recession became obvious last November, particularly in the manufacturing area. I don't have the USDX, which is the dollar index, at my fingertips at the moment, but the pound and the euro were down, and the Canadian dollar was up slightly, but the yen was very strong, and that presents a terrible problem for the market manipulators, the Federal Reserve and the Working Group on Financial Markets, which is also known as the Plunge Protection Team. And when the yen goes up in value, people who have borrowed yen in order to borrow dollars to buy securities run for cover because they have to replace the yen that they borrowed somewhere along the way, and if it goes up in value, it cuts into their profits. So every time the yen stages a rally like it did today, and that's a strong rally, then people in the yen carry trade they run for cover. And in so doing, they drive the markets down. And quite frankly, I'm surprised that they didn't affect gold more today, but I think most of the selling in gold and silver, as well as securities, I think it's pretty much over. And it's just a question of when are they going to break out and ride again. I think gold was off 270 today. At least it was in the outside market at 673.50. That's different than the spot market. That's December. And I saw it trading on the access market at a minus $4. So it was down a little bit more. But that access market can be very, very, very misleading. It's an extraordinarily thin market. On Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, actually, the market in Japan and access were trading $18 higher. And when New York opened, it was down a buck and a half. So the cartel forces didn't waste any time knocking it back down again. But, again, there will come a time when they won't be able to do that because they won't have any more gold. Silver was off 4 pennies today, at least on the outside market. And I didn't get the final on copper, but I think it was off a penny. And it's kind of a roundup of what went on. We just got the German business figures in today, and they're important because it's the leading economy in Europe, and they're what they call the IFO Research Institute in Frankfurt, where, incidentally, I used to live, not too far from their offices. Hit a 10-month low, and here's an economy that that should be trading much stronger than it is, and people should have a more positive attitude, but they don't. And so that confidence is showing, a lack of confidence is showing up in Europe, and I think you're starting to see it in the United States. I think people are finally getting the message. Our consumer confidence figures came out today, and they were down sharply, falling from 100 to 105 from 111.9 in July. And that's the lowest since the September after Katrina in 2005. The present situation index fell to 130.3 from 138.3, and expectations fell to 88.2 from 94.4. And the American public is catching on. They're finally realizing that they're being had. And the attitude now towards big business is very negative, anything that's big. I think they're finally realizing what transnational conglomerates have done to them, deliberately so, in the field of offshoring and outsourcing and stealing 5 million jobs from them. And the same cartel CEOs are telling us that they're going to snatch another 40 million jobs in the next 10 years, and 50,000 of them will be very, very high-paying jobs in the field of law alone. And so
that was the story.
Big change is coming. And
that was, by the way, that was in Wall Street Journal. I did that story yesterday, Bob, about EU service firms could gain U.S. access. And they played up the deal here about online gambling. Evidently, the Europeans are kind of bent out of shape about that because we nixed that for a time. But that was the lead into the story. But as you read into the story, they're talking about opening up all sorts of things, engineering, insurance, legal services, anything in the service sector in this country. Bush, once again, traitor to this country and everybody else, is in fact inviting the foreign competition in wholesale.
Well, you know, Congress is equally to blame for the last 15 years as well. And everybody get paid off or was compromised.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
And disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach. Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yesterday, I covered this story, and it has to do with the shorts that they're putting out there. $4.5 billion worth of stock, betting the market will close 30-50% on its value in 4 weeks. And they added some figures here, Bob. that there's 65,000 contracts at $750 a piece for the SPX 700 calls for the open interest. That controls 6.5 million shares at $750. That comes out to about $4.5 billion. Not a single trade, but quite a bit of dollars on a contract that's 700 points away from current value. And they're saying that the entity or individuals offering these sales can only make money if the market drops 30 to 50% within the next 4 weeks. And if it doesn't, the entity or persons stands to lose anywhere from $700 million to $1 billion. And some of the theories that are floated out there for this massive terrorist attack going to take place before September 21st, or China reeling over losing $10 billion in bad loans to the subprime mortgage collapse presently taking place, is going to dump U.S. currency and tank to basically tank the economy if they can, which wouldn't be really in their interest because they're making tons of money off of sending us Barbie dolls with lead paint on it. Either scenario is bad and the clock is ticking. The drop-dead date on these contracts is September 21st. Whichever is going to happen must take place between now and then, and folks who are involved in these contracts will lose over $1 billion for having engaged in this activity. That story is all over planet-wide through the net. Any veracity to this?
I don't know. It's possible, but really not probable. I spent 28 years in Wall Street, and I'm very skeptical. The only party I think could make that kind of a bet would be the United States government or another motivated government that was privy to inside information, such as the British government or the Israeli government. They could do something like that. But I don't think that would be one individual or one company doing that. It's just a tremendous amount of money to be putting on one bet. And I'm just very skeptical.
I can understand that. But we also must remember that the puts on the airlines before September 11th, the SEC never released who these venturesome people were that shorted the airlines and made a ton of money.
They were all Israelis.
Wouldn't you think that that was a little inside knowledge?
No, a lot of inside knowledge.
Yeah. And if this were to happen again, and having foreknowledge of something happening in this country, that would be a pretty safe bet. I mean, we're not talking about high rollers or whales with dice in their hand in Vegas here. We're talking about people that actually can control, manipulate scenarios akin to maybe what happened here in 2001. It's to many people, it's plausible. The scarier things get, the bigger the horror stories get. But it, as you said, it is a possibility, maybe not likely, but I'll tell you what, they've done it once. I'm sure it wouldn't be beyond them to do it again, only this time
around.
Yeah,
but they didn't do it in those kind of numbers.
No, that's true. That is very true.
I mean, it was infinitesimally small compared to what we're talking about.
But who?
$778 million somebody laid down.
But who were the big losers and gainers on September 11th? There wasn't a whole lot of opportunity there to make a lot of money. Silverstein did off of his insurance companies, or somebody that knew that a market or a service was going to be affected directly after September 11th. I mean, airlines, it wasn't trains, it wasn't anything else, it was airlines. So they knew that something was going to be biting the dust and huge losses were going to take place. That's my opinion from the information that we have seen over the years here, and it's been discussed many times. One other issue before we go to the calls at 800-313-9443.
I have one issue also.
Go ahead, sir.
And that is, before we went to the break, what Americans can do to stop the Illuminati in their tracks is get the senators and congressmen in Washington to institute trade tariffs on goods and services. What that'll do is it'll stop offshoring and outsourcing. And it's something that we've had since the country began. And it's one of the things that made America great. I mean, cheap goods have been available forever.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
1915.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
To the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back. The only other thing that I wanted to bring up here outside of your information, Bob, is the Federal Reserve Board of Governors meeting to take place in a facility in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, August 31st. And, of course, COG, it's the continuity of government. This is a super high security underground military installation designed as a sanctuary for government if the U.S. is hit with nukes or suffers other catastrophic disasters. Did you hear that one floating around?
Yes, I did. And I think, you know, they made the issue that the Fed is a private organization, and it's a good issue. But the Fed also works with the United States government, whether we like it or not. And so I don't think it would be unusual for them to be there doing that. I don't know that it indicates that anything's going to happen. I think it's a stretch. And that's what I said when I read it. It could be much to do about nothing.
All right. Let's go to the telephones, and then I want to get into some of your information here in your latest newsletter. By the way, Aaron Russo, everybody knows out there, has passed. The one thing that they may not know, and Aaron was not a dumb guy, and now I can understand why he was not so stupid, as many of us are out here at times on different issues, is that he was paying attention to people like you. He was reading your newsletter.
That's correct.
He was a subscriber.
I met Aaron probably 8 or 10 years ago, and he became a subscriber at that time, and he was pretty well filled in when I met him. So I guess gave him current information, which bore out the direction that he was headed in anyway.
That kind of came out wrong. I didn't mean to imply that Aaron was stupid. The only reason why he wasn't is because he read your newsletter. No, Aaron had been around the block a few times, and he knew what was going on. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go first to, if this thing will come up on my screen, which it won't, just when I need it. Let's take the first caller. Who are you and where are you calling from until I get my screen straightened around here? Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling from Ontario. I got a comment and then a couple of questions for Bob.
Go ahead.
There's also the bets have been placed on the European exchange, 245,000 future contracts for the European index to go down to in September. But my question is, I've got two retirement funds, and I was wondering to protect, I have a whole bunch of commodity stocks and crude oil, natural gas, uranium, silver, and gold. But I was wondering if to hedge against a possible general stock market collapse in September, that to take a position on something like the S&P 500 Bear Plus Fund for, say, 10 or 15%, would that be a good idea to protect against my commodity stocks from being destroyed?
And the answer is yes. And I think 10% is more than enough. In fact, I would... you see, essentially what you're doing is you're shorting the market. And that's a good thing in this market because it's on very, very shaky legs. You saw that today. It's gone down a number of times, quite a bit recently. Obviously, the working group of financial markets and the Federal Reserve were in the market, and they still couldn't control it. And so the market is going lower. I think it'll get down to 12,000. You probably will get another rally, which is 1,000 points lower than, approximately than it is now. And I don't think that rally will last long. I think it will go down and test 10,300, and then it'll go down lower. We have recommended in the International Forecaster a number of shorts, and people are doing very well with them. But shorting the overall market, that's a good idea, too. So the answer is yes, Not so much to protect your gold, silver, and natural resource position. It's more to take advantage of something that looks close to a sure thing, and that is a falling stock market.
Second question is there anything else that, like, should I have a certain percentage? Well, I have a certain percentage in cash, but is there anything
else? Well, I don't know what your cash position is, but if it's over $100,000, you ought to see if you can buy Swiss franc government bonds and keep the money in that form rather than being in either U.S. or Canadian dollars. I don't think Canadian dollars are going to go down, but the Swiss franc is certainly not going to go down. The difference is the yield is about 1 5/8% on the Swissy, and on Canadian paper, it's around 4.80. So there's a big difference in yield, but to me, the yield doesn't mean anything. I have noticed through my 48 years of being in the market, you absolutely, absolutely never chase a yield. I mean, that's what all these people did when they bought these CDOs and ABSs. They were chasing yields. As far as I'm concerned, it's a height of stupidity, because that is the most dangerous thing you can do, because the larger the yield, the crummier the paper. And it doesn't get any more difficult than that to understand. So the most conservative cash equal would be Swiss franc federal government paper.
James?
You should be able to get that through your stockbroker. And if you can't, then you find a broker who'll do it, although not all of them do it.
James, what percentage of your portfolio do you have in precious metals?
About 60.
About 60%? Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Okay, one final question.
That's normal. You know, my percentage is almost 100. But, I'm a professional in this field. My approach to the market is suitable for me. It may not be suitable for somebody else.
I was watching Monex, just as a side note. Monex is running new commercials with the same spokespeople, but this time that they're bringing on experts, and there's insets into their commercial screen that people are giving advice. And one person, I about fell off the chair when I heard this, it said, well, you should have at least 10 to 15% of your portfolio in gold. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, no, there's a lot of people that position themselves a lot stronger in that commodity than just 10 or 15%. The standard, Bob, that I would hear on Wall Street when things were a little bit tamer, that to have somewhere between 17 and 20% of your portfolio in gold.
Yeah, I have one further question.
Go ahead.
In the 60s, when I was in the military, I traveled all around, and I picked up a bunch of gold and silver coins. Like, I have the silver centennial quarters and a bunch of other stuff like that. I have dimes going back to 1834 and stuff like that. I was wondering, should I still keep those, or should I think about selling them?
Well, I think you should keep them.
Yes.
And the reason being is they're semi-numismatic or numismatic. And as the market goes up in silver, they'll go up as silver goes, and then maybe a little bit more, just like gold numismatic coins. They go up as gold does, and a lot more, because there's not so many of them. And I think you should hold what you've got. I don't see any reason to change it. I'm not big for changing things. There's got to be an awful good reason, whether it's in stocks or coins. I mean, I'm strong on that because I'm an ex-broker. You know, I know what's in the mind of most of the people who are in those businesses, and it's usually to enrich themselves and not the client.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. At what point do you tell people not to hold something in paper, because having it in hand is better than having it floating out there somewhere?
Know, John, there's no way of telling that, because the last time when we went through the 1930s, a of course, everything with the bullion and bullion coin area was shut off in 1934. But the stocks went absolutely bananas. I mean, Homestake went from $6 to $636 a share. But we don't know that that's going to happen this time. It may not. And so as we gravitate toward that level, if it doesn't start happening, well, you get out. But in a free market, the shares should go up, the numismatics should go crazy. And when will you sell? You'll sell when people stop borrowing money and deflation starts to set in. And the only thing you'll then own are bullion, gold coins. And you might have some silver coins, like the 90% bags, around just for bartering purposes.
That's I have the same thing that this gentleman has. I have dimes going back to the 1830s, 40s, 50s, silver quarters, and when the content, the silver content was higher, I've had to sell off my gold to pay the bills here at the network when we're running through some thin times. But suffice it to say, I'm not getting rid of those coins. I'm definitely hanging on to them. Let's go to Tony in Tennessee. Hello, Tony.
Hi, John. Bob. Hi. Thanks for taking my call again.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I got a couple questions, Bob. You know, last week I was listening to Steve Coyle, and he gets emails from his listeners and stuff, and lady emailed him, and to make a long story short, she was unable to get through to her broker to retrieve some money from some stock that she had sold, which I've seen this happen before. But what Steve was saying was a lot of these big brokerage houses, they will take the individual trading accounts and borrow against them and put towards hedge funds or derivatives. Do you know anything about that, and is that true?
Well, the only time that they can take your assets and use them that I know of, and I owned a brokerage firm for a long time, is when you sign hypothecation papers. Hypothecating is a highfalutin word that means lending. And you have to hypothecate your account when you use margin. And so once you've signed hypothecation papers for margin, they can do that. But in a cash account, they can't do that, as far as I know, unless the rules have changed.
In this environment that we're in and things to come, would you suggest holding your stock certificates in your hand? Would that be wise?
Well, you know, they've made it very onerous. Most firms are charging $150 per certificate to send them out. It usually takes more than a month. And the certificate must be in good delivery form in the hands of the broker before you can sell. Now, if the broker isn't 100 yards down the street, then you usually have to send it by courier. That takes a day. And then you'll probably have to courier two packages, one of which will have the securities in it, and the other will have papers which allow the securities to be sold. And the reason you would do that is it's not a good idea, no matter how you send it, except by hand, a security
right.
That's been signed on the back, because anybody can cash it in once that signature of the person who's on the front is there. So you
can't
have to send two, let's say UPSs or FedExes or whatever, in order to accomplish that. You'd have to do that safely. And you sign those transfer forms.
You can't.
And so it's not difficult. It's just that, why bother? I don't think the insurance on the accounts that are held in brokerage firms is worth the paper it's written on. But on the other hand, I think I'll have a pretty good idea if something is going to come up whereby there's going to be problems with delivery for the securities. And so for those who are subscribing to the forecaster, they'll probably know or have a pretty good idea for when I tell them. And what we'll do is we send out a special and say, look, get out of all your stocks, take delivery of your money immediately. And
I'm like you, Bob. I got 100% in gold and silver, and I have a lot of gold stock. You can't just call the gold company and ask them for the stock?
No.
No. Okay.
No, you can't. No, okay. You've got to go through your brokerage firm.
So, right, you really don't see no risk in just leaving it like it sits, huh? I mean, I think,
for the sake of expediency, at the moment, it's okay to leave it the way it is, but there could come a time when you want everything out of paper and everything into gold.
Yeah.
In all probability, that's 3 or 4 years down the line.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've held on to it for 8 years. I bought it when nobody else wanted it, and it's like J. Paul Getty said, you buy when nobody wants it. And I've held on to it for this long, and they've got another 1 million ounces of gold coming online next year, and I'd kind of like to see this thing through.
Who is this company?
Kinross Gold.
Yeah, it's a good company.
Yeah, they're an up-and-comer. They're the eighth largest in the world and the fourth largest here. And like I say, they got two big mines coming on next summer. They got another 1 million ounces coming online. And
one of the problems at Kinross is they got a lot of stock out. And
right, with that
because
acquisition.
Because of that, I like Agnico Eagle better.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
At outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Have Robbie joining us at the top of the hour. Some information here. The Illuminous Carlyle Group, this is in Bob Chapman's newsletter, will put $100 million to meet margin calls at the European Mortgage Investment Affiliate with $22.5 billion in assets. The mortgage-backed securities market needs $500 billion of permanent new capital to normalize pricing. That depressed market, that will be 1 to 2 years to raise beyond, or based on today's estimate, rather. We see the venue needing much more capital over the next few years. John Lipsky, first managing editor and director of the IMF, says there'll be no quick end to the turmoil given the uncertainty as to how much damage it would cause due to the growth. By the way, he was formerly with J.P. Morgan Chase. Isn't it fascinating, folks, that the funny money lending institutions, the bigger banking institutions here in this country, well, they just normally just move up the ranks to the international bankster tiers worldwide. The FDIC tells us that U.S. banks' non-current real estate loans rose for the fifth consecutive quarter to $67 billion at the end of the second quarter. That was up 36% year over year and up 10.6% from the first quarter. And Citibank says $500 million is 30-day term financing of that direct package of Fed discount window money. And wholesale mortgage lender Quality Homes, a subprime lender, has filed for bankruptcy. Let us go back to the phones here. Clinton in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding, Clinton. You're on with Bob Chapman.
Hello, John and Bob.
Hi.
Hi.
I called in response to the awareness of the European markets being open to professional services. So I've become unemployed, as have many other thousands of Americans who are involved in any kind of employment that has been managed and controlled by licensing. Is fascism from the private sector associations like the American Institute of Architects will collect fees from their members and then literally draft statutes and then pay to have them enacted into law to control who can and who can't work as an architect. Now, if this type of service is enabled to be provided by a European or any other person outside the country, I'm wondering if either of you gentlemen have any idea how it's going to affect our own state statutes in that regard, which require these licenses.
Well, the federal government will probably prevail, and you'll get, you know, the short end of the stick. I mean, they just don't care.
Could it be possible, Bob, I might be able to work again?
You might be able to what?
Could it be possible that they'll change the entire requirement for licensing and reenact free markets so I might be able to work again?
No, it won't be a free market. It'll be one that the others outside the country can dominate.
Well, their licensing will have to conform to what's already written into statute.
With recent